Hi there. I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. Today I would like us to finish our case study, as it were, of this rightfully popular figure in the Bible, David. We came to him out of Romans 8, verse 28, as an example of a servant of God who loved God through his obedience to God, yet also a man who sinned against God and other people. We can relate to him, can't we? Well, I know I can. In our lives, with the many temptations for sin that come our way on a daily basis, we are in a struggle with our flesh, the world, and the devil to be obedient to our God, who commands us so clearly through the Bible. Many of us love God truly and sincerely. Yet we have to work at expressing this love in obedience. I am here to tell you that in my own pursuit of loving God with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength, as Jesus says, I falter, I fail. The difficulty with me, the inadequacy in me, is that my sin interferes with my love for God. My sin interferes with my love. God receives love through obedience, but I sometimes try to give love while clinging to my disobedient ways. Sin has made me stupid enough to believe that I can go on sinning and go on loving God simultaneously. But that is not true. This does not work. Why? Because God is loved by my obedience, not by my disobedience. I have found David a help to me. I hope he has been a help to you in these days together. And because we do want to get back to our main text, Romans 8, 28, so we can look at this intriguing phrase, God causes all things to work together for good. The words all things, something we definitely want to explore. Let's finish our journey with David today. I have just enough time to make a couple of concluding remarks about him, and these are insights I want you to keep in mind when we talk about the all things of Romans 8, verse 28. Hide these truths in your heart, and I will remind you of them later this week and next week. First, David confessed his sin to God, and God forgave David his sin. We must nail this down regarding David. He was truly repentant for his sins. David's sin grieved him deeply, and God knew it. In 2 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 13, we read, David said to Nathan, I have sinned against the Lord. And listen to how the prophet Nathan, speaking on behalf of God, responds. And Nathan said to David, the Lord has taken away your sin. You shall not die. That's powerful. The Lord has taken away your sin. You shall not die. There were consequences to David's iniquity that did not go away. We talked about one of those yesterday, the death of his child. But God says he has taken away David's sin. The Lord graciously has removed David's sin from him. David admitted his sin and he asked for and received forgiveness. And then David manifested that in repentance. That is, David radically changed his ways. He intentionally took a 180-degree turn in his life, moving away from his sin and towards his God. David had a reversal of direction, a complete reversal in thinking and behavior. And that leads us to Psalm 51. This is David's psalm of repentance. just above our verse 1 of Psalm 51, my Bible says, "For the choir director, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet came to him after he had gone into Bathsheba." And then the following 19 verses ooze repentance for sin. I do not have time to read all these verses, but here are some. I've highlighted these repeatedly in my Bible, and any one of you who are serious about your sin, who want it out of your life, you know Psalm 51 well because you always come back to it in your own repentance. Be gracious to me, O God, according to your loving kindness. According to the greatness of your compassion, blot out my transgression. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgression, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you only I have sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are justified when you speak and blameless when you judge. Purify me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and sustain me with a willing spirit. That is part of Psalm 51. David was truly repentant for his sins. David's sin grieved him deeply, and God knew it. David confessed his sin to God, and God forgave David his sin. My second insight to leave with you is this. Following his sin, David continued to love God by living in obedience to God. He resumed his loving ways that we read about and talked about prior to that night with Bathsheba. Listen, for example, to the very beginning of Psalm chapter 18. Psalm 18 being a near repetition of what David said to God back in 2 Samuel chapter 22. David begins, quote, "I love you, O Lord." Hear that again, friends. "I love you, O Lord." What a beautiful expression of David's heart for God. Have we told the Lord this day, "I love you"? If we love him, we should tell him so all our days. Hear also and think on this, David's attitude towards God's law, in which are God's commandments. What David writes in these Psalms is reflective of a servant of God Most High who loves God by obeying God's commandments. Psalm chapter 19, verses 9 and 10. "The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true. They are righteous altogether. They are more desirable than gold, yes, than much fine gold, sweeter also than honey and the drippings of the honeycomb." No one who hates God writes like this of God's judgments. Only someone who loves God says this. Psalm 19. Psalm 25 is also a psalm of David. And listen to verses 4 and 5. This is Psalm 25, verses 4 and 5. "Make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day." Oh yes, there's the heart of a man who wants to obey the living God. God is David's salvation. He has redeemed him from his wretched sin, and now David wants to know God's ways, be taught about God's paths, to be led in truth and taught. Indeed, David is waiting all day for God. Well, no one who hates God writes like this. Only someone who loves God says this. Psalm 25. And finally, respecting our time limit, We are not sure who wrote Psalm number 119, but David is a definite possibility. Psalm 119 is one of my top five favorite psalms because it speaks profoundly and beautifully about God's word, his law, the scripture. And Psalm 119, verse 97 reads like this: "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Let me give this to you again. "Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day." Is that how we feel about the Bible? Well, those who love God, obey God, therefore absolutely love God's law. It is our meditation. You cannot love God without loving and putting into practice his law, his word, without doing his commandments. Well, no one who hates God writes like this. Only someone who loves God says this. Psalm 119, verse 97. Well, I know we have had a lot of scripture today, but most of it has been found in the book of the Psalms. So if you would like to read this for yourself, go to Psalm 51, 18, 19, 25, and 119. That is Psalms 51, 18, 19, 25, and Psalm 119. David expressed his love for God in his obedience towards God. David also sinned against God. He confessed his sin and received God's forgiveness, and he expressed genuine repentance as well. Let us learn from David. And let us meet back here again tomorrow. Same time, same station on the radio, or anytime on the podcast. And we do so because God is.
Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others and be sure and join me for the next one.